I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually, real life. This is called The Day of Goulash and Galoshes. I'm a mere 8 years old, in memory green. Some days I feel that 8-year-olds only come in groups of mirrors. One day I hope to become more than mere. I lie still, hiding in early morning bedclothes as I drift upward, slowly ascending from a deep sleep and even deeper dreams. In my dawn slumber, I am swimming in a sea of heavy rubber galoshes. The galoshes change size and distance as they surround me. I try to grab one to try it on. Maybe wearing galoshes will help me survive this fantasy. Then, suddenly, I'm awake, relieved by reality. In the tiny bedroom, I examine my surroundings. All is well. The galoshes I wear on rainy treks to school sit right by the closet, safely dry and patiently awaiting my small toes. When I follow the sounds and fragrances of breakfast, I find my mother multitasking in her kitchen. Each stovetop burner is bubbling into life, a different surprise. Grits and eggs prepare themselves under her watchful eye. Biscuits call out from the oven as they transform from doughy to fluffy. On one burner, a covered pot produces its own aroma. I wonder what it contains. Goulash, Mother proclaims. We're having goulash for supper. My mind, just having suppressed a multi-galosh attack, immediately imagines a cauldron of steaming rainware. Will the end product be chewy and tough? I race back to the bedroom and grab the tattered dictionary, so filled with mysterious words and meanings and spellings. Soup's on, Mother calls. Now I'm really confused. Does she plan to serve a stew of galoshes? That can't be. My struggling to grow up brain tells me. There it is. The dictionary reveals all. Goulash does not ordinarily contain shoe fixings, so I won't be dreading supper time all day. I return to the kitchen and help Mom set and serve for us 3 kids. To this day, the special flavors and textures and odors of a lovingly prepared, fast-breaking, home-cooked meal can make my stomach rumble in anticipation. I finish eating just as Mom says, "Better get your galoshes. It's going to be a wet walk to school." My eyes widen. I bravely go to the bedroom, glancing deeply into the rubber footwear for signs of goulash. I sit on the floor and poke my shod feet into the dark interiors. I am now girded for the next adventure.